We will not be silent about anti-Muslim and racist hate speech and hate crimes. We condemn state surveillance of the Muslim, Arab, and South Asian communities.
On the first night of Hanukkah, on Sunday night, Jews Against Islamophobia and Racism, New York Jews for Peace, Jews Say No, and other peace groups came out to denounce anti-Muslim and racist hate speech and hate crimes. Dorothy Zellner is spokesperson with Jews Against Islamophobia.
The main purpose of being here is for Jews to stand up against Islamophobia, especially what is going on now, especially with even talks of registering people, with surveilling everybody, with supervising the mosques. It is outrageous, and if anybody should know better, we should. It affects us personally, it affects us politically. We see the signs, we see the hysteria rising. We know there's only one end to this hysteria, and it's a bad end. So we have to stand up. We just know from history, you have to stand up.
New York Jews stood at Rockefeller Center in the shape of a menorah with nine signs symbolizing each of the Hanukkah candles, each an injustice and commitment to stand up for the dignity for all people.
We fight anti-Muslim profiling and racial profiling in all its forms. We call for an end to racist policing. Say her name. Black Lives Matter. We stand against U.S. policies driven by the war on terror that demonize Islam and devalue, target, and kill Muslims. And we welcome Syrian refugees and stand strong for immigrant rights.
Jane Hirschman is with Jews Say No.
There's so much structural racism right now in this country particularly, and all over the world. And so we felt it's very important that we rekindle our hope for justice. And for us, when we light the candles over Hanukkah, we really want to say that we're really, as Jews, against Islamophobia, we're against the racism that's happening. It's been absolutely horrible what's happening in the Muslim community. People are being killed, people are being, you know, harassed, children going to school, mosques are being, you know, emptied out and attacked.
People are afraid.
Yeah, and we need to have the refugees from Syria welcomed all over the world and welcomed in this country, even though the Republican governors don't want that. And so we as Jews during this holiday are standing up and saying no more.
Islamophobia is used by the government to distract attention to what the government is doing to minorities in this country, according to Nick Abramson with Jews Say No.
The public uses it. Republican candidates use it. Lots and lots of people use it. They focus on the other as opposed to what's really happening, what we're doing all around the world. We're causing this. We're bombing lots of countries. We're creating jihadists wherever we are, and we're blaming it on Muslims in this country. That's why we're here today.
With New York as the lead, each evening of Hanukkah, participants in 14 other cities across the U.S. will stand in public squares to pledge their commitments to the fight against Islamophobia and racism. On the last night of Hanukkah, New York Jews will come together once again. You can find out more by going to Jewish Voices for Peace. It's at jvp.org. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.